Nathan, if you can get the round of applause ready, and welcome to the show, our show GP and Australian Medical Association spokesperson, please welcome Dr. Jenny Misson.
Morning, guys. How are you?
How are you, Dr. Jenny? How are things going?
Oh, not too bad, thank you.
Yeah, has work been pretty crazy for you still lately?
It's been an interesting mix. So I've transitioned to doing about 60% telehealth from home, but I still have my day in the office, and that day is always crazy.
Right, okay. So,
this is the reason we wanted to get you on this morning, because a lot of people aren't visiting the GP or don't want to visit the GP because they're scared of the coronavirus and they're staying at home. And this, I guess, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but it's probably not the right thing to do, Jenny.
No, it's a bit of a worry to the GP community. I mean, it's all good and well to think we're staying at home and keeping safe from viral infections. And we have seen a really big reduction in respiratory type infections, like colds and flus, because of all the social distancing we've done. But unfortunately, a lot of things that we manage for people and work with people, like heart attacks and strokes, cancers, diabetes, asthma, they're not really influenced by social distancing. So they're not taking a holiday. They're not staying away. Mm. They're still occurring in the community, and we're really worried that people aren't coming to see their doctor when they're not well.
Jenny, is this going to have long-term impacts if people are almost too scared to go to the doctor because of COVID-19?
Oh, absolutely. There's been a fascinating study published that's a worldwide study about the decrease in the amount of heart attacks that have been showing up to emergency departments in every country affected by coronavirus. And it's not that heart attacks aren't occurring. There might be a lower number because people aren't exercising heavily and exerting themselves, you know, if they're a person who's at risk. But probably people are having heart attacks at home, and we're going to see some really odd consequences that we don't usually see in countries like Australia, like heart ruptures and whatnot from heart tissue that's been damaged that wasn't addressed by doctors at the time when it occurred. So really horrible consequences, fascinating consequences, but we need to be aware that these things are really serious. And your heart attacks don't take a break, your cancers don't take a break. If things aren't right, you do really need to see a doctor. Mm.
Jenny, we've spoken about this before on the show in terms of just males, because Nathan and I are two idiot males, and aren't all males idiots? Mm. And we barely won't go to the doctor as it is. You know, we've got that, oh, she'll be right mentality. Mm. So then you add on top the fear, I guess, people have of getting the coronavirus or being out and being at a doctor's surgery. But I guess, can you tell people that it is okay and that there's plenty of things, you know, measures in place so people are safe if they go to their GP?
Oh, absolutely. So all practices have strict health and safety guidelines in place to protect themselves, their patients and their staff, because the last thing we want is to have a coronavirus outbreak associated with our clinic. That means that we have to close. We can't service the thousands of patients that we see every month. So we're really, really careful about these things. And we do limit patient traffic through the clinic. So we are moving very much towards pushing people to telehealth first, so speaking on the phone to their doctor first. And I would regularly speak to patients and say, okay, look, I'm working from home, but I'll come into the office at 4 o'clock and see you because I think you really do need to be seen face-to-face. So there's all these provisions in place to make sure that healthcare is accessible, appropriate, affordable for people at this time. So please do come if you're concerned about something.
Absolutely. You
know, make contact. Even a phone consultation is a really excellent place to start.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Jenny, what we're going to do is we're going to go to some ads, and when we come back, we want to get your opinion on where we are at with coronavirus and COVID-19 after these ads. And also, we want to talk more about the telehealth as well and how people get involved. So if you wouldn't mind sticking around, we'll talk to you more in a sec.
Yeah, sure.
Nath, keep that round of applause going, because we are still joined by our show GP and Australian Medical Association spokesperson, Dr. Jenny Misson.
Jenny, thanks. Thank you very much for sticking around. Jim, I guess we want to ask about coronavirus and where we are at with things at the moment.
Yeah, look, and Jenny, just before, maybe people are just tuning in, before we get a little update on the coronavirus stuff, just a reminder about like the telehealth stuff. And again, we are encouraging people to see their GP if they do need to.
That's right. Telehealth has been a really great new initiative that's been supported by the government, and we're really grateful for that. It means that you can phone up your GP practice or book online and have a phone consultation with your GP, whether that be your landline, your mobile phone or a video call, whatever suits you, we can organise. And that means that we're open, we're here for our patients and community as much now as always. So just get in touch with your practice if you feel that things aren't right with you, if you've got concerns about coronavirus or your general health, get in touch.
There you go, Hobart. See, it's easy, guys. Let's get to a GP if you need to get there. But, Jenny, coronavirus. So, Tassie's, I think, 3 days in a row now. We've had no new cases. So, we're sitting on 221, I believe. How are things, I guess, going from your perspective?
Oh, look, it's such a thrill every day to look at those updates and see no new cases, isn't it?
Yeah.
Round of applause to the Tassie community, especially the Northwest community. My goodness, if you'd spoken to me 2 or 3 weeks ago, I would have felt really sad and hopeless and helpless about what had been going on up there. And I wouldn't have had the feeling that we would have been able to control it in the way that we have. So at a community level, and it does take every individual in the community to keep these things controlled, we've done a fantastic job. But this isn't the end of the story, unfortunately.
Well, yeah. Absolutely, Jenny, which was my next question. Now that we've had 3 days of no new cases, how should people be reacting to this? This isn't a sign that it's all done, it's all over. What should people be doing?
Toe the line. The interesting thing is one of the criticisms that public health has had is that they've been very reactive in how they're testing people, so only testing people who are healthcare or travellers and return travellers and whatnot, rather than being preventative and screening more of the community. And now, because we've done really well and bought ourselves some time, we've got the ability to test much more broadly. So for anyone in the community now who has cold or flu-like symptoms, you get in touch with the public health hotline and you can, or your GP, and you can be referred to have coronavirus testing if it's deemed to be appropriate. So there's a list of symptoms, but they're just, you know, boring old things like fevers, snots, coughs, yeah, shortness of breath. Your doctor or public health will go through it with you. And now you can be tested. So it's going to be a huge proportion of community testing. We really want to ramp this up. So we want as many people as we can to get tested to make sure that we really aren't missing any community spread that might be occurring. So we're just moving into a different phase of how we're addressing this, but this could unmask more cases. So the public just has to be a bit careful. This isn't like everything is over and we've dealt with it. We've dealt with all the high risk kind of stuff. And we continue to deal with that with our restrictions that are in place. But we may well see new cases in relation to this new type or availability of testing that we're doing for people.
Well, Jenny, just before we let you go, one last question. How would you, I guess, view how Hobart is going at the moment? Is it, I feel like it sort of has changed and people are doing the right thing. Do you feel the same way?
I feel the same way, but as always, people get tired of these things. You know, you think, I've been doing this for 6 weeks. We're doing really well. We haven't had any cases. I can relax and have people over to my house. No, absolutely not. The message is the same. Social distancing, stay home, save lives, only travel around the place for essential services, so supermarkets, medical, school, work. Don't drop the ball now. We're doing really well, but we need to sustain this momentum for a few more weeks yet, if not months.
Absolutely. Dr. Jenny Misson, of course, GP and an Australian Medical Association spokesperson. Jenny, we really appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
No, thanks for having me.
Good on you, Jenny. Thanks, Thank you very much.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.